Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Pick you up. some more.
Good morning.
Morning.
But, yeah.
Morning.
It turned out that I guess it's God's will. How you doing, brother? Brothers and sisters.
All right. All right.
Good morning. Wonderful.
Thank God for another day. You know? Thank God for how he put us into this day. It was surely him that allowed us to see this day and made it out of reality. It truly was nothing that we did was so great. I know folks don't like to hear this. I'm back. You don't know what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, it's his grace. It's his mercy. It supersedes all the things we think we. But you know what I love about the Lord? That he's so patient with us, you know? That he's so patient that he's with us, you know, and allowed us to, you know, some of us make these mistakes, you know, in life. But he allowed us to come on back home so we can work.
That's right.
So we can walk with him, you know?
That's
I gotta say this here. I love him, man. You know, he's been doing some things, and I know you're working good because adversity is happening, trials happen. When you're close to the Lord, trials are going to happen. You have some days that it rain passed by your house. Sometimes you come look out the door, you can't see the next side of the street because there's so much rain.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned prayer works.
Every time.
And I learned that we need to take everything to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a little bit, everything to the Lord. Even things you think you have it. But we don't know where you can even can cope with it or sustain to it because it's his grace. So we just want to thank him. Thank him for the lessons that he be taught to us every day. Yeah, you just don't know how much when you go through it and you go through it and you see how he keeps revealing himself. You know, the book of John is a different writer, you know, but I do know one thing. He was an eyewitness of everything. God allowed him to see something. You know, and he wrote it. He penned it, what he seen. You know, and that's why we get the chance to go get into the word. Man, I just love the fellowship, man, because I really believe that's what he wants the ministry about, that we should fellowship, you know?
Yes, sir.
I was fishing last night with Brother Willie Dawg on his rampage last night. I listened to it. I just went on, just stayed on, listened to it, you know? He says the truth. I don't know what the whole gist of it, his thing is. I see what he was saying, but I do know one thing. A lot of them guys is gonna do what they gonna do, man. You know, you can have a lot of love for people, man. Sometimes you just shake your head on some of the things they do and say, man. But you do know one thing about it. None of us is an overnight sensation. You know, so somewhere down the line, somebody prayed for you. Somewhere down the line, somebody lift you up. But I learned one thing about it, man. Well, we're gonna be surprised who in, who's out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this recently, my brother, that I want somebody to help my mother or someone to see my grandfather or somebody want to see all my loved ones that went before me. See, I'm trying. I'm trying to make it to heaven. I'm trying to live to go to heaven. What I'm saying about that, my belief, I just really believe my belief don't get me in. There's some things that I believe that the labor that we do, it won't go in vain. He said, in the Lord, though. See, we labor in a lot of things, but are we laboring in the Lord? You know, and I thank God for what he got going on right now, because he's getting closer, man. He's getting ever closer, man. He's getting so close to us, man. You know, Reverend, you know, you just don't know what hour, man. You know, he's putting us one by one, too. Some of us, he just down to say, you know, you done enough on this side. You know, I'm talking about, I've seen your dash. I knew you. I knew your beginning. I knew your dash. And I also knew your expiration. So I just want you to come on up, you know, just a little higher. They ain't going to ask you. A lot of us, lot of us, he gonna ask us this: what did you say when you had a chance with old man? What did you say? You know, would you be guilty that I love the brethren? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Will you be guilty that you love the brethren? But that's what the scripture said. The scripture said on that John, on that third John, on that, he said, we know that when you pass from death to life, when you love the brethren, love has to be in us. We cannot do this without love, because Jesus loved us so much. And his Father, he came down to heaven. No one descended. He came down to heaven so you and I can go to heaven. I'm doing right about it. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for it. Time by time, we try to get this day started, man, with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. We can't do it. I don't care how much knowledge we got. I don't care how much we think we know. We cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you watch it, then you can get smart enough. The people will pat you on your back. But let me find out one thing. All they're doing is lifting your ego up. Then find yourself, you know, you're going to get in the wreck then, Reverend. Get in the wreck then soon, and very soon. You're going to bust it in here wide open. because of the ego, pride.
Yes, sir.
But I love something like that. Just listen to God's voice. Listen to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
See what he has to say to you while you walk on this journey. You don't need nobody to always tell you what you're doing or not. God give it to you. Watch this, especially if you got a personal relationship with him. I mean, you wake up praying. You go to sleep praying. You walk all day praying. You read the Bible sometimes, you know. But then when you do, he speaks to you, you know. And I just thank God for his revelation of his word. You know, we're barking into the last chapter today. We're really barking into the last chapter today, you know, of John. You know, some of y'all probably, you know, if it's been boring to you, you know, we pray for you. Got something out of it, you know, because we believe it's some good, it's a good word, you know. We believe the Holy Spirit is blessing us, man. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for what he already done and what he about to do. We just ask to let it be manifested today. You know, we just ask him. You know, we have a little soft talk we do. We're going to try to do it, man, as much as we can through this month, you know, that we give honors and thanks for the ones that already paid this way. We're going to write one today. Brothers, if y'all mind, I don't know, do y'all know this young man, George Washington Carver?
Yeah.
You ever heard him? You ever heard him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you ever, you want to lighten it with us, or do you want me to keep pushing?
Yes, sir. George Washington.
George Washington Carver.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1860, right? He passed.
Mm-hmm.
He passed in January the 5th, 1943. He lived, they say, around about 79 years. You know, you got to really believe what I'm going to say down here. They kept records, but some of them people really don't know how old they really are, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were born in slavery, man. They really don't know how old they really are. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And we look at this one here, and you look at the history, it's around about, you know, so he don't know where it really is. I'm not just laughing because I'm just saying what we got right today. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
Man, just knowing that he was born into slavery, right? You know? Because they don't give him, he don't even, when they say his birth, it just says 1860. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a month or actual date. You know what I'm saying? But they did say he was born into slavery. So if it was already slavery going on. We know slavery, what was in it, what 1863, right? That's 63. And we know he was born in the 60s. So it had to be prior to the event, you know what I'm talking about? So we thank God that we do know our birthday, you know what I'm talking about? I got a little inside joke, Reverend Henry know about it, that that somebody celebrated a certain day for a long time. For a long time. Find out they were 3 days. They shared for 3 days, right? It was one day, and it was supposed to be 3 days prior to that, you know. Long time. I'm talking about some years, you know. That's the funny people, man. They had me laughing, though. It was pretty cool how they gave it to me. So I say right here, George Washington Carver. He was a ultra-cultural man. He was a scientist. He invented it and promoted the crops for cotton, and he had the method to provide for soil and how he tilt the ground. You know what I'm talking about? He was a smart scientist, you know, a black scientist in the early 20th century. Now I'm reminded you, this man right here was born in slavery. You know, I hear a lot of folks that they you know, and it's true. You know, we got more liberty than they ever had. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just reading here. But Brother Darryl Gidney, we are some smart people. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just speaking. I know there was a lot of them helped us get free. I know the whole lot of them were dealt with us. I'm not speaking there. I'm just speaking of trying to lift up our what we call now African Americans. You know what I'm talking about? Just want to lift them up and give them thanks for what they did, because they showed us a lot of things. We can't water that down because we some people are still mad at certain races. You know, talking about how they held them over, but then you know it's a common time. You're a believer of God. You can't hold hatred. Someone said, "Man, I'm mad and I hate." Man, that's a strong thing there, man. Because what you're doing, you're hating what God created. Oh, here, just let God said vengeance is His. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't repay man for evil. You know what I'm saying? So can you imagine? This man only have he don't really know when he was born. They said even his ending date was 19. They got that. January the 5th of 1943, and he said about around 79, he might, don't tell how old he was. You know what I mean? Don't tell how old he was. They don't know.
Yeah.
And here we are today, we know our birthright. We know our beginning. You know, one thing about it, only God knows the ending. But he did something that a lot of folks that we had to do back then. We had to pick cotton. Picking cotton. And he been around all that stuff. He was curious of how this grew, and he learned and how to cultivate the land. So that's what he was. Mm-hmm. He was, and trust me, he mastered it. You know, talking about he went to our state to learn about this as he got older, right? And he picked up a master. You know, talking about he never got his doctrine in, but later on down the line after he passed. In 1994, they gave him an honorary doctorate degree. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he wasn't there to see his flower, though. But some of us been reaping things after we gone. You know what I'm talking about? He did travel to Tahiski Institution for African American Surgery. He teached there for 47 years as a teacher. You know what I'm talking about? Now, understand, this is a slave man. This man learned how to read. You know what I'm talking about? I heard brother said last night, you know, they find out you can read, they do something to you. But, boy, it was some people that God lied, no, nothing didn't touch them. They learned how to read. They learned how to go, what do you call that, take the knowledge and understand a little higher. And he was in that national, because the archive, so what he is, when you can go back and look up his name, it'll pull up his name, right? And it pulls it right next to that he was into the horticulture land. He knew how to go in and survey a land and tell you what kind of what kind of vegetable, what kind of plant you can plant in, it'll grow. You know what I'm talking about? The brother was pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he did it because the Bible said that we should lift our brothers up, right? But also,
yes, right.
It should be with a lie. See, they probably struggled with him because he had got pretty small, right? But you have to understand
mm-hmm.
how this brother came through. He came through the cotton field and came out of the cotton field went to start teaching in a college, you know what I'm talking about, in a
yeah,
university.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And he doing this when it was very, very racist at that time. It was still race going on.
Mm-hmm.
And during this year, he learned about the peanut. He knows, like,
mm-hmm.
peanut, you could put peanut in anything and bake and cook with it. And he learned how to do this so he can show other, like, his race, like our race, you know, talking about to learn how to feed themselves. You know, so it was so poor then. People were so poor. They didn't know how to feed themselves. You know how we ate. You know, the stuff that
yeah.
the master didn't eat, the want that they gave to us, you know, to my. And he did have his master's last name. He did have his master's last name. And we found out early in his years of living, we found out, again, he was a slave. He was born a slave, Diamond Grove, Newton, Missouri. That's where we were born in, Missouri. And again, they don't have a birth date. They just got it around about years, say 1860. You know, they said and he did say this. His birth date is uncertain. You know, but he was born in slavery. We know that. And then
mm-hmm.
look over here, man. His parents, watch this here. His parents were sold. From William McGinty in October the 9th, 1855, for $700. To $700. I mean, you know, you just think about it, man. You know, you got to be really prayed up when you read stuff like this because you don't want to have no ill thoughts about nobody. You know, talking about when you're researching
right.
your history of somebody that they got sold, you know. They was immigrants, right? You know, talking about they got sold to a German American, Moses Carver. So they got their master's last name. They don't say right here. They don't say what the real name was, but they do say that he got his master's last name. There's a lot. There's a lot of Henrys out there. There's a lot of Sanders out there. There's a lot of Bryans out there. You know, that name didn't probably come from
a lot.
Right. Yeah, so you know it started somewhere. Yeah, so we see this. We see this. We see how God is. I missed that one. We see how God is. How He changed things. You know, talking about
mm-hmm.
yeah, our foreparents had to take on this name and kept it going. You know, talking about, you know, like I said, my I know my grandfather, but I never did knew his dad. You know, talking about they had died. Early. My father's father died in 1948, you know, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't meet him, you know, but I seen some literature on him, you know, but I do know that they was in slavery. They came out of slavery, you know, but I thank God for the history of this young man, because he stayed with it, man, and he took his learning a little farther than most. When he was in Kansas, he went to high school in Kansas, right? So we thank God for he did get his learning. You know, I don't know how old he was when he was in school, because they don't know how old he was. You know, so we do know he went to school and learned, and watch this here, and he learned with white people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all black. You know, because he went to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And he learned from that. And he got his degree from that, you know, bachelor degree. And he got, that's an agriculture plant and modified. And he did this in, 1894. You know, God bless him with that. And like I said, he was a professor, too, you know, he taught. Can you imagine that, when he come from the cotton field to teach? Yeah, he's done this for 47 years. You know what I'm
talking
about? Yeah, that's awesome.
What's that, bro? I said, that's awesome.
Yeah, he persevered through all the hatred and all the what they call the Jim Crow's getting started at that time. They just didn't name it that way, but it was getting started though. When we found out it was everybody came. If you don't do your history, you will believe that we never would have made it. Brother Shannon told us several guys who invented something. You know what I'm talking about? We keep seeing out here, this someone here, he invented something. So, like I said, today his name was George Washington Carver. If you get a chance to read up on him and get your history with him. Brother, anyone of y'all got something to say about it?
I have my five people for today. Mm-hmm. And he's in here.
Okay.
I stopped off with the typewriter with Burridge and Marshman. So they might have been a company because it's both names. But we got R.A. Butler, the alarm train. So the alarm on the train, he invented the alarm on the train. That's R.A. Butler. So he went from being a, what do they call them? Porter.
Conductor.
Went from being a porter on the train to create the train alarm. Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
So then we have George Carruthers. He invented the image converter for radiation, for the radiation detector.
Wow.
So that image that they see, he invented that.
Come on.
Yeah. George Carruthers. Here we go. He actually invented three things, Reverend Bryant. This man here, he called George Washington Carver. Where y'all hear that name from? He invented the peanut butter. He invented paint and stain. So you know how we stain something before we paint it? He invented the paints and the stain. He actually invented lotions and soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is George W. Mm-hmm. Carter. So it wasn't just a peanut, like remember? That's what, yeah. So paints and stains, lotions and soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have George Cook. So if anybody liked the fish, he invented the automatic fishing reel. So that's that, yeah. So that casting, and you're able to cast. And the last one is A.L. Craley. For all you ice cream lovers, he invented the ice cream mold.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess that's that scoop you scoop out the ice cream with.
Yeah.
That's my five for today. That's my five for
that's
today.
All right. God bless you, man. We know we try to do this, man. And we know they get set aside. Remember when I said this started out with our brother when he told us in our lesson that George Washington Carver. He, like I said, man, can you imagine? When you were saying that, man, you were talking about all these people inventing something. All of them was working at this place first, and they visualized something. And
wow.
God gave their thoughts to a reality. You know what I'm talking about? They were looking at this.
Yeah, man.
They worked there, and what they did, they seen something. Say, could make. See, if you've been in any kind of Kaizen on your job, you know what I'm talking about? When you get a group of people and you're trying to find some way that you can make this product to be more efficient, you know, try to get it out, you know what I'm talking about? And you get in there and y'all break in groups, you work on this part of the project, he work on this part of the project, and y'all find somewhere that it can be more profitable and more efficient, you know what I'm talking about? and then you find some kind of way. That's why you see robots now. That's why you see you go.
Yeah.
I mean, now when you go in the store, you talk to people at the cash register. Now ain't nobody at the cash register. You can scan your own self. They keep on being. I don't know who come on with that invention, but I do one thing. It took a lot of people out of their job. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people lost their job behind it, but you know, I know that change is going to happen, though. You know, you got to keep. I mean, when it first came out, I'm gonna get out of here when I say this. I said, man, I ain't going to that line. It took somebody's job. Now I got to go through the line now because it's all up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? it's cold, man, but it is what it is. We thank you, man. We thank you for that, man. And, we thank you for the history we had today. And if anybody want to enlighten us on anything else, we always said you can hit the one button. This ain't no one voice. You know, when we say one person talking, you know, we always said you can come in and mention something about it because we really believe that we need to lift up our what we call trailblazers, you know, the ones that did this stuff before us, but the ones that came through the line, you know. But you got that, brother.
Top of the morning, my brother. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a chance to listen. You know, I don't have five that I can write down, but I was just listening to my brother Darryl talking there. And, you know, there's a lot of things. I told him last night, I'm so glad that he don't make no mistakes. He is almighty. And things are structured a certain way for a certain reason. You know, we say the past, the present, and the future. Aren't you glad it's not the future, the present, and the past? That's what we would be. I tried to explain it to him last night real quick. Like, we cannot advance living in your past. I've never seen nothing advance going backwards. It just don't happen that way.
Okay.
But you know, there's a whole lot of inventions that we would probably never receive credit for being a black man that we invented. And just one off the top of my head is bottom of our kids. All of us are bottom of our kids. That's a 20-inch bicycle. You know, a black man invented that. He was playing in the sand and died on a bike. And the white man came along and gave him $5 for the pattern. You know, he sell it. Either sell it to him or I take it. And as far as the names, my brother, you know, a lot of us don't do our research. I used to be real. I'm not as heavy as I am now. But a lot of us don't understand that back in those days, they didn't take time to keep working with black men because he was born to be a slave. You know, that's how they feel. His purpose was just to serve us. So they didn't take time to worry about his birthday. That's why we have so many of our, we call great leaders, producers of different things, and their birthday is around certain time, you know, around 1800, around 1900.
Yeah.
They truly don't really know because they didn't waste time trying to keep a date. No, they didn't waste time trying to keep a date. And you wasn't, heard my brother say it earlier, which is true. Being a black man, you wasn't allowed to learn to read and write, you know. And but there again, I'm watching this now. This is what we have to, and I heard Brad, my brother, say that earlier this morning. This is what we have to get away from it. But thank God for Jesus and get away from the segregation. Because if it wasn't for the white man, black man wouldn't know how to read.
Cool.
We didn't have any books. We had nothing.
Okay.
And it took a white person to sneak and give us something to read to get us started. We kept going once we got started. But we have to, you know, it took them to get us going. So that's all I want to say to one of my brothers. Enjoying myself, listening to my brother as always. So enjoying myself, listening to him.
Good.
Haven't heard from my big head brother Henry in a while. He normally texts. I guess he said I could text too, right? I guess he said you could text.
They go both ways, huh?
They go both ways. My man told him he's inviting him over to the anniversary for the Clark sisters. And he told him, he said, the same road that leads from your home to Memphis leads from Memphis to your home. So I guess the same way he can text, I can too. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I my day to be to start off with my brother said. I really don't feel the same when I miss out. When I miss out, it's just not the same. I'm going to go on mute my side, Shelby Snow, right now, my brother. And I will be listening now.
Did you say Shelby Snow?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm outside.
That's all right.
It's funny because, you know, it's funny because I was due to be in a little town called Wayville, Wisconsin, which is right on the other side of Milwaukee this morning. And I told myself, I said, boy, you're getting older. You don't see as well as you used to at night. So let's wait till some daylight before you cut out. And about 6 o'clock this morning, I'm looking at the news. Because last thing you want to do is run up with some black ice. I'm looking at news in the morning. I see a truck plunge off the overpass. But look at Jesus step in. On his way down, the Lord upright, the truck ain't landed on the wheels instead of on the roof.
Wow.
And he said, it just shook up, but he wasn't hurt. Look at Jesus step in. He'll show up and show out.
Yeah, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Over the overpass. That thing got to be some 45, 50 feet off the ground, if not taller. And that man landed on the wheels. He could have easily landed on his side, on the roof, and been dead on impact. But look at Jesus step in. Aren't you glad you know it?
Yes.
You ought to be glad.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So Brother D out there playing this snow. But I'm going to be on mute, but I will be listening.
Yeah, that's one thing. One good thing about it. When we are reminded of what God has done, what He has already done, I passed the preacher sermon. What He has done, He'll do again. So I want to thank God for that blessing that Brother D told us about. You know, headed off the overpass one way, but God stepped in and turned it another way. I've actually seen that with my own eyes. I was coming back from Palestine, and my sister had swerved off the road, and she had a car full of people in there. And me and my wife, we seen it. The car was turning over. We seen it. It was on its way over, and we both said, in the name of Jesus and the Lord, set the car right back there. We seen it with our own eyes. I just want to say thank God. Thank God for His blessing. You know, He's still doing great things. He's still doing great things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did a great thing this morning. We was able to look on the day we never seen before.
Yeah. So,
this day and time, that's a blessing because people leaving out of here. But God has chosen some to stay and some to go. So he, same God, speak, man, to live. Same God, He's speaking, man, to lay down and die. So I just thank Him. Thank Him. Bless us to see this day, to come together and reason in His word and be reminded how He has blessed others. Reminded me, there is no secret. Yes, sir.
He'll do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love it because He blessed us. He blessed us to continue to come together. I realize that this is a blessing that we come together. We gather together. We read it in His word because it ain't always been this way, you know. And I'm sitting here listening, reminded. And hearing about slavery, you know, we can always come together. And surely you better not be caught reading, you know.
Mm.
God has so made a way, you know. I just want to tell Him thank you. You know, I try to thank Him for everything, you know.
That's right.
No matter how big, how small, just thanking. And I found that one thing. He blessed me the more I thank Him, the more I find reason to thank Him.
That's it.
Hey, when I wake up in the morning, I thank Him for breath because a couple of months ago.
That's right, my brother. That's right. Tell it. More reason.
Yeah.
I'm bad, boy. More reason. Yes, even when I wake up. And tell God, mm-hmm. thank you.
That's
it. I mean, true, that didn't have to do. I didn't have to wake up this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But I'm here. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. So.
Boy, I was on mute. I had to stop doing what I was doing and come up and say it there, real.
Mm-hmm.
I find joy and find a reason. I promise
you,
I find joy and find a reason to be the telling thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Songwriter said, he's a wonder. He truly is. He's a wonder. Man. I heard my brother say about that day. You know, when I heard Steve Harvey say that, I just couldn't forget it. What did you do with that day? The time that I gave you here. You know, and we need to understand, brothers. We do, but we as a world need to understand. People are leaving. You know, Brown said it as a joke. He said, people are dying. They never died before. Now, he was joking when he said that. He's a comedian, so he's supposed to crack jokes. But when we look at reality, people are leaving here every day in groves. And that lets you know. That lets you know that the word, even if you didn't believe in the word, he's letting you know in words that the word is true. When he said, I come as a thief and rob in the midst of the night, that's what he's doing. When he said your time has come, that's what he's doing. He's showing up every day in somebody's life.
That's it.
You see this unfolding. Well, yet you're going to allow yourself to be unprepared when he comes. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I could say I know the man.
Thank you, Jesus.
You done said something, you can say you know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You said, sir. Yes, sir. When you can honestly say that you know the man in the pardon of your sins. What you say, sir? Sins.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Ice, man. Cold up here, my brothers. I should have said nothing. I got a brother down in Texas. You know, he just won't cooperate. He don't want to act right because they don't get this kind of weather. You know, they don't know what below zero look like. I woke up this morning and there was some 12 below zero. It's like one. I had to come up to 1 degrees now. You know, I said to come up to one. Ain't that something? Then come up to one. Yeah, it's cold out here this morning. God,
thank you.
Hold on 1 second, my brother.
Show been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes. And I know he's evil. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say.
Season for greatness.
Mm-hmm. For greatness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You do know, for the record, y'all know I'm at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want you to know. Something came up on me so quick, I couldn't do nothing but get off. I couldn't even, the manager and everything, I had to get off for a minute, you know.
Hey, no problem.
That's my thing is, since we've been here. Y'all went over John already?
We had testimony service.
Testimony? Y'all prayed already?
Yeah. Oh, we didn't pray yet.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come humble to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for you opened up our eyes so we could see another day.
Yeah.
Thank you for this. And you gave us a breath to breathe. Thank you for you gave us limbs, the activity to just do our daily tasks, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to come in the midst of us for our studying right now. Doing it in your word, Lord, that you open our eyes, our heart to the spiritual world, Lord. And then seeing your love in those scriptures, that it manifests itself through your disciples that they wrote and penned the letter, Lord. So we just come to you, Lord, with an open heart, with an empty cup, Lord. As you fill it, Lord. Fill it with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, if there's anything was misunderstood prior to this coming, this prayer, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to help our heart to understand that we're all trying to do your will, Lord. We love you, Lord. We
yeah.
thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just ask you, if we decrease, ask for you to increase, Lord. Lord, even help us, Father God, to go a little farther in your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We know you're a God of understanding. You're a God of all-knowing. So, Lord, as we come barking in the, not just because it's the last chapter of the Bible of John, but, Lord, if it be your will, just to keep pushing on in your word, Lord. Let it be, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you. Yes, we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. As we get to the book.
Amen.
As we get to the book. This is the last chapter of John. I really believe that God really, to me, I've
mm-hmm.
learned more and more. You know what I'm talking about? I've been reading this thing a long time. I'm telling you, I'm not like most. I'm telling you, I get something almost every time I get out here. I get something new out of this
thing.
Something different. Here told me and showed me something in it. I don't know, because we're going through it more carefully or what. You know what I'm talking about? But I do know
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit is moving. So we ask you to receive the Spirit of God. Receive it.
Yeah.
This is why I say we need to receive it, because it was a time Jesus came and he had risen, and then the disciples was all concerned about his resurrection, and he sent Mary Magdalene to go back and tell them to come and meet him in the room. And Jesus came and appeared while the door was shut, and he came two times. This last time, I love it because he breathed the Holy Ghost on them. But when he breathed the Holy Ghost on him, he does this. He says, for the remission of your sins, sin will block you from God. Don't let nobody fool you. Someone said that you can live any kind of way and say, God, that's a lie. Because if you have the love of God, you're going to have to be more obedient into his spirit that dwelled in you.
Yeah.
So if he gives you the Holy Ghost, you're gonna want to forgive and want people to forgive you as well. Listen to what
that's
I'm saying.
Right. That's right. That's right.
We got to understand that we got to be able to give it and take it the same way. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
so many times, well, man, they don't want to hear me. Man, you ain't got to keep going to them. Man. I'm telling you this here from my heart. When you have the love of God in you, when you see somebody that really did you wrong, that stepped on you, the Bible says, like this here, the one that despiteful use you, pray for them. Have you prayed for them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, while you praying for them, pray for yourself, too, that you won't get entangled with that, that it won't fall on you, how you have hatred and you won't just have malice in your heart. But let me tell you something, forgiveness got to come from all of us, both sides. So that didn't stay there until Thomas came in, Demas. He came in and said, except, because he wasn't there. Except I put my finger and hands in his side. Except I see him, then I will believe. But look what the scripture said. Jesus heard his conversation and took his finger and put it in his side and held his hand and reached his hand up and thrust it into his side. And look at that. But he told him, be not faithless, but believe. And then Thomas said in verse 28, he said, Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Oh, help me also. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. This man seen Jesus, the miraculous kind of healing. He seen Jesus raised the dead, but he just couldn't believe that he had risen. But when he got to touch his flesh and seen him, did he believe? But Jesus said, blessed brother there, brethren and sisters and brothers, who believe and have not seen. Who have not seen.
Yeah.
Some of us, you know, I can't speak for everybody. I know I have had an encounter with the spiritual world with God. I really believe the Holy Spirit came to me one time. And you know what it did, Reverend Henry? It helped me show my regeneration to him. You know what I'm talking about? I can tell you about how I was reborn again, how I felt the love of the Holy Spirit, how it came into me, and I seen some things in the spiritual world that I understand what Jesus said, everybody ain't going to understand. Until you get a personal relationship with him, he will come to you. He will speak to you.
Yeah.
See, he said, my sheep should know my voice. You hear what he told him? He told him that. And that young lady, remember how she was in that tomb and she was, thought he was a gardener, and he spoke her name and she turned around and seen him. Hold up now. At first she seen him, she thought he was a stranger, a gardener. Then when he spoke, she heard his voice. He said, my sheep would know my voice. Would know him.
Yeah.
So that's why when we speak in the word of God, listen to the spirit of the Lord. So look what he said on this time. Look what he said. He said, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that that believe ye might have the light through his name. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to throw in high gear, man, because I know we're a little tardy right now. But let me tell you something. We don't want to run past it. Don't you know it was more than one person sitting by that pool? That man was there waiting on somebody to get in. He couldn't get in because everybody jumped in before he did. Don't you know it was more than one person? He took the clay and spit on it and wiped their eyes and told the man to go to the pool salon and he could see. Don't you know more than one person hollered, son of David, have mercy on me. You know, them are the blind man was passing by and he healed. Don't you know there were more than one had an issue with blood problem at that time? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he healed.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know there were more than one that was sitting there and hollering and say, Hosanna, Hosanna. And he said, if you read the scripture, he blessed some of the people that believe. Some of them didn't believe, brother, because he said, a prophet is not worthy in this land. These things, all the things ain't worthy. But I believe there was more than this. He gave us this little glimpse. John gave us a little glimpse what he did so we can believe. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
So we believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we get to the scripture today. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. Help me, Holy Spirit. At the Sea of Tiberias, on the sidewise, showed himself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There was together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathaniel, and Canaan in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. That's what he said. They say unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? Yeah, he know they've been out there fishing, right?
Yeah,
they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast thy net on the right side of the ship. And look what he did. And yea, you shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it from the multitudes of the fishes. You remember we read this earlier, John. They seen the same evidence.
Yeah,
he told them to do something, to cast their net out. Peter didn't say nothing this time, did he? Peter said, last time we've been out here all night long, and we ain't caught nothing. I'll go out there and do it anyway, since you told me to go do it. And then he had so much fish, he had to call James and John, they both, to help him, and they still didn't have enough room to bring these fishes, and the nets were bursting over fishes. That he started teaching. He told them then, he said, now I'm going to make you a fish of a man. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said here. He said, therefore, they disciples whom Jesus loved, help me, go ahead and worry, love, y'all, said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fist and coat unto him, for he was what?
Naked.
And did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were in 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Help me, Holy Spirit. And soon they, soon then, as they were coming to the land, they saw a fire, a coal, and fishes laid thereon and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring, he was said, of the fish which you have now caught. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He finna turn this thing around so we can understand this thing. So I think about how Peter, when he first seen him, they didn't know who he was, but then when he told them to do what he did, he knew he was the Lord. Sometimes God had to get you somewhere to get you to understand you so you can know he's in your presence. And then he, you know, at that time, you know, then they had the fisherman gear like they have now. People covered up themselves, you know, talking about, Peter was out there. The book said it naked, but he clothed himself
mm-hmm.
before he went to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He had to present himself. So people think they can,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do teach this: come as you are,
mm-hmm.
but don't stay as you are. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Come as you are, but don't want you to learn. Once you got into the fellowship with the Lord, change your ways. Change your way about
yeah.
thinking. Start following the Lord. And I'll tell you what, everything else will find line up. Because that's why verse 9 said, as soon as they were coming to the land, they saw fire, a coal there, and fishes laid on there in the bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes and 153. And look what he said, for all there was so many, yet was not the net broken. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus
mm-hmm.
said unto them, come and die. And none of the other disciples thus asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to understand
mm-hmm.
me. If you hear in the scripture, Mary Magdalene didn't know who he was. Disciple, when he came in the room with him, he told him, peace be unto you. He had to calm their spirit down because they seen something in a different form. But check this here. They haven't seen him really because he hadn't went to the Father. Oh, I know right about it.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't
sure.
went to the Father. But now they're seeing himself right now, and God letting them see it. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit, brother. I thank him for how he opened their eyes so he can see it. Now watch this here. Because after he done this here, they didn't question it because they know it was him. Jesus then came and taking bread and giving them likewise. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
He didn't got to prepare for all this now. He didn't got them prepared for this. He's going to read. I'm thanking God for the Holy Spirit. I'm thanking for how he came in and blessed the people that he before he left. Because when he met them, they were fishing. When he left, they were fishing. But he gave them something both times. Prior to after he left, he gave them the Holy Ghost. Then he told them earlier
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be fishing a man. I know him in the book. But now.
Yeah.
After he risen, look what he said. So when they had denied, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him,
mm-hmm.
yea, but thou knowest that I love thee. He goes, that love thou. He said unto
mm-hmm.
him, feed my lamb. He said unto him again,
mm-hmm.
the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my, what? My
sheep.
Oh, help me.
Yeah.
It's transitioned now. And it went to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
The sheep is more than one there now. Lamb, now to the sheep. He said unto him the third time. Oh, help me. Simon's going to get frustrated, y'all. Simon, son
mm-hmm.
of Jonah. Loveth thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, loveth thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, I love this quote. Mm-hmm. Brother, brother, I stand unto thee. When thou was young, thou girded thyself and walked whither thou would. But when thou should be old, thou should stretch forth thy hand, and another should gird thee and carry thee. What is it? Thy way, with it was
what?
Not. It's gonna mm-hmm. be a time. Your brother, you're going to need somebody to help you because you're going to get a little old,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be able to guide you around. But right now, you're young. You can be able to get around and do these things. That's why
mm-hmm.
it's good to try to come in along early as you can and stay with him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So he can use you in the ministry.
Yeah.
But I love this part about this here. As a minister, a preacher, someone is spreading God's word, you have to love God's people. You cannot teach and preach God's word and not love his people. You have to love them. And I love this part, Reverend Henry. We all got a part to this here. You can't lip service either. It's got to come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks say you love it, but it's all lip service. It's all lip service.
Yes, right.
Watch what I say this here. This speaking he sanctified by what depth he should glorify God. And look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter
mm-hmm.
turned about and said to the disciple whom Jesus loved, follow, which also leaned on his breast and suffered, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter
mm-hmm.
seeing him and said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this the man do? What is it? And Jesus said unto him, If I would that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then,
mm-hmm.
when they said a boy among the brethren, they, what was it? They need speech, Todd tongue. They said that on my book. Y'all book said that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That.
Disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he should not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
This is the disciple to testify of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also many others which Jesus did, in which if they should have been written, every one of them, I suppose that even the world itself could not attain the book that should be written. And he said,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's some meat there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some meat there. We have to be the one to know that we got to hold on to this blood stain. Now,
mm-hmm.
we got to tell the word and tell everybody that they serve a risen Savior. We got to persuade the people to love God and follow his principles and his teaching. We got to tell them for the redemption work he did on Calvary, he paid it all. We got to tell
That's
the people
right.
to believe in God, trust in God. And I learned something when you trust in God that he's able. This is taking some of us through right now so he can be lifted up. Then I can ask
mm-hmm.
you a question. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you love the Lord,
yes.
you love his children too. You love his children.
Yes.
You can't love God without loving
mm-hmm.
his children. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He said, how can you
yes.
say that? Love me, and you never seen. That's God now. And you see your brother every day, you hate him. He said, don't add up. It's not adding up, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to love him. And I believe every minister, pastor, anybody that's standing up proclaiming God's word has to have love. This is what this
mm-hmm.
whole thing started out. For God so loved the world that he gave his
mm-hmm.
only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him, what? Said not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's what we have.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe it, to live everlasting life with him? That's another
mm-hmm.
everlasting life too, Brother Dale. And they call hell. Yeah, the Bible said on Isaiah over there, said hell is enlarging herself daily. Help me, Holy Spirit. She's filling herself up. People running to it, throws to it. Don't even know they really going that route because they got the curls of the word. But I tell you one thing: once you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Follow the Lord because He's good. He's better to us than we've been to ourselves. And I'm gonna tell you something. We read through this 21 chapters, right? I'm proud that you got something out of it. But I'm going to tell you this. You can go back and read it yourself again. There's going to be some stuff there. But he didn't say this. I see something different. God might reveal some more things to you. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Go in with prayer and ask God for understanding of the scripture.
Yes,
he will give it to you. He will give it to you. He wants us to lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all our ways. He wants us to seek the kingdom of God first in His righteousness, and He'll add all these things. He wants us to come together like we did. He said, man, I ought to come together and reason. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to come together in fellowship. This is what the ministry is about. This is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Why are you there? What you doing? Why are you there?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? God gave you, brother. What you doing with it? What you doing with it, bro?
Yeah.
Serving the Lord, it will pay off.
Yes, sir.
After a while. I mean, it's so busy out there right now, real. People got a lot of things going on. I know everything. Everybody got a word, because I just did something just then. I know everybody got something things called life. But don't put nothing before God. Take time out for
it.
Take time out for them. We're not telling nobody to stay on here all the way through. We just ask you if you come, you know, if you can stay, you can. If you can't, we understand. We don't hold nobody to it. We just say, be in prayer. So we try to start our day off with the Lord. We try to start our day off with God's presence. And that's why we do what we do. And we thank God for His presence.
Thank God.
Thank Him for Sister Mother, I'm on you now. You got me right now, so I'm looking at your little text now. It just home on in here. Secret Menure. Secret Menure. John 4:31-34. What you got there, Rev? What you got there?
John 4.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
John 4:31.
Thank you, sis.
Yeah.
This is strictly confirmation.
Yes, sir.
That we got to eat it. We have to eat it.
That's it, man.
What did it read, brother? How it go?
Yes, sir. John 4:31.
31.
In the meanwhile.
Yeah.
Amen. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat, thank you, Jesus, that ye know not of. Therefore, the disciples one to another, had any man brought him out to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat, thank you, is to do the will of him that sent me and
yes,
to finish his work. Thank you, Jesus.
My
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Boy, that's all right there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
A little short talk she got in. She said, Jesus invited all of us to trust his ability to satisfy the deepest need of our heart. As we do, we discover how to live not just by our physical appetite, but by the soul-satisfying spirit of our God. You know, I was praying, Red. I know you come on in, Red, but I was praying that we see this same spirit. I was praying that.
Yeah,
remember I said that? I was praying that we see this thing. Spiritual. I was praying that we see this thing, Spirit. Just, everything he did was a metaphor. if you could explain that, he was using that so he could teach the people something practical. They can understand fishing, my brothers. They can understand because that's what they did for a living. You know what I'm talking about? They can understand it. So he taught them in the way that they can understand it. You know what I'm talking about? And I love how he said, but he done with the soul, though. Because Thomas didn't believe until he trusted. You know what I'm talking about? So do you got to touch him before you believe? Do you got to do some miraculous for you to believe? Don't you know he already did it? He done it a long time ago, 10,000, over 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, over that, that he died on Calvary. You and I have access to the Father, you know. And then we eating on it every day. We feasting on this thing every day. Reverend, what you got there?
Man, I want to thank God how he so designed this. When you had to step away, we was, Brother D, myself, Brother Darrell, we was thanking God for breath. And then the moment you came back, in the testimony, we thank him for breath in the prayer. But almost the first thing you said was you thanking for breath. And then in your introduction, you was talking about how Jesus breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. You know, God so worked this thing. We thank for breath in the physical, but God was leading it up to the spiritual, which is the Holy Spirit. So the Lord just worked this out. And then she came along at the end. We read about how the disciples asked him about this eating. They let him know, I have meat to eat. You know, not up, you know, trying to get them to think spiritual, you know. And then he blessed, you know, because this meat in all our hearts, we're designed to bring someone in. We're trying to help the work be finished in us. Though Jesus already finished. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus already finished the work. But we're completing the work in us. Thank you, Jesus. You know how we say everything starts at home. Everything starts with the individual, you know. So we're working at, you know, how we're trying to work at our own soul salvation. You know, God has given to every man a measure, you know.
Yes.
And it's up to us to work on that he gives, you know, that measure of faith, measure of hope, measure of love, man. You know, for us to work on that, and you know, you played the song. I got a seed in the ground. You know, there's a seed been planted in each and every one of us. You know, and you might say, "Well, God, don't talk to me." What do you think your conscience is? what you think that little voice inside of you saying, "Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there." Amen. Hey man, you shouldn't be over here. Hey man, what you doing? You know, when you won't listen to your own self, God will speak to you. And you call yourself being vexed, but if it's to help you, steer you back on path. You know, thank you, Jesus. I just it's thank you, and it's a blessing. You know. And you stepped away, but you chimed back on the stuff we were talking about. So, man, that's the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel the Holy Spirit right now. I just want to tell him, thank you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Oh, that with brethren would dwell together. You know, and they brethren, we're talking about the sisters too. But that what strength, you know. That if we would come together and reason in the word and in love and hoping and praying for the speaker, you know, God can let a bomb drop down every time. If we come hoping and expecting and praying, he hears the prayers of the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. He hears, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, man. I tell you, I love you. I love everybody. I'm trying to cut it off, but man, He did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God. He's also
awesome,
man.
Thank you, Jesus. God, that's man.
Lord, I need.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just thought about something real. We was talking with our Annie the other day, and you know, she was telling us what they used to do. I think I might pick up that. I think I might get my grandchildren to read to me.
There you go.
We had a conversation the other day, and I was surprised. You know, you know the younger one.
We
asked them about being born again. They had their own answers. You know what RJ said?
What is it?
RJ, he said, being born again is to live your best life.
Yeah.
I was like, and I thought about it. I said, wow. He said, because thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. For your best life is the life that Jesus asked for, you know, to know Jesus.
There you go.
To live your
there
best
you
life. I just, first I was going to be a little irritated, but he explained it to me. So, then I was blessed in my heart, you know. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a fellowship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. We thank God for that. We thank God for this. We ask God for blessing us, man, because that's what we do. You got to be that light, man. They've been shows of light. That's why they are like they are, man. The grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, they've been showing the light.
Jesus.
And that's the only way I learned that, you know, we don't teach do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
I say and do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they see Jesus. They let them see him, Jesus. Let them see Satan. Let them see it. Let them see you praying. Let them see you giving thanks to the Lord.
Jesus.
They need to see that. So we and we often ask for anybody wanting to come in and shine. And we thank you, Aunt Martha, for the scripture. We thank God for the ones that came out. Like I said, that was the last scripture chapter for verse 12 in John. But it ain't the last time we can go visit that thing. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit. If it be as we are, you know, where we go next, it's all going to be on him. Nothing, I'm telling you, I can just speak for myself. I don't practice nothing, you know what I'm talking about. But I have read prior to.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about. So I believe in
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. I believe you have to leave room for the Holy Spirit. If I can say it like that. I believe you have to leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a right room.
That's right, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we here. Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the prayers that went up today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the fellowship, for everyone that came out, even the ones that stayed, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to give strength to the ones that even left, Lord, that whatever the assignment they had to do, that bless them, Lord, in their day. Bless everybody today in this day, Lord, that they call on your name, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to see you, Lord. Because we believe, Lord, that you are our Savior. We believe
yes,
that you died. We believe that you rose. We believe that you sit at the right hand of the Father. You are being lifted up. And no one else, God's saying, is trying to lift you up. Because we believe
that
if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto thee. So, Lord, we just thank you how you've been drawing us. Man, woman, child, that we come out time after time. Thank you for, hey, Martha, thank you for the ones that are praying for us, and we try to do this ministry we call God's Plan. Lord, it's easy to sit and listen sometimes. And sometimes when you got to get this thing together, Jenny, man, you know, you're trying to do your best, Lord. So, Lord, sometimes we need to let the folks know that we need prayer, Lord. So we ask that we pray for each other, that we stand up and trying to do what we do, Lord. Give strength to each one, whoever try to speak, whoever try to witness. We ask you give strength there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Amen,
and we thank you, Father God. So we ask you, do if there's someone on the phone need a healing, Lord, or someone they know need a healing, we ask you, Lord, bless them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord.
Yes.
Move in their life, Lord. They let them know that you are a healer, Lord. And you said go to the elders in prayer, Lord. So we praying for all of our loved ones, the ones we do know.
Thank you, Lord.
Cover them today, Lord. Lord, even our kids, they have to go to school, Lord, or home study, Lord. Be with them so they can stay in their books, Lord. And even the grandparents got to keep them, or the auntie got to keep them, Lord. Give them strength to have patience for them, too, Lord. Lord, raise each other up in the way to know you, Lord. Give us the way to teach them, Lord. Not to provoke them, Lord.
Yeah.
To provoke them. We ask you to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let's just... this radio ministry, Lord, that we try to do time after time, Monday through Friday, Lord, to give us to it, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us strength, Lord, to edify you, lift you up, Lord. We believe in the question you gave to Peter, do you love me, Lord? We know you know all things, Lord. So search our hearts so we can be searchable, Lord. So we ask you all this in Jesus' name. We thank you. Love you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Will it be God or will it be man?
Come on.
One of the most important decisions that I've had to make in life was when I decided to make Jesus my choice. Some folk would rather have houses and land. Some folks would rather have silver and gold.
These things
they treasure and forget about their soul. But rather have houses and land. Oh, some folk,
come on now,
they choose silver and gold. My choice. Yes, I did.
Jesus Christ, I'm on my way to eternal life. Yes, I am. Yes.